Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Tony Dunn.
She gon' take care of her bitch, she truckin', she truckin'. She a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin'. She gon' take care of her kids, she truckin', yeah. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin', she truckin'. She truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin'. She a boss, she do it big, she truckin'. See a woman with a rig, she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', she truckin', ah.
Welcome to the Women Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Sheree Moore, the founder of She Truckin'. And if you don't know what she stands for, it stands for Sisterhood, Helping, Empowerment, and Truckin'. Today we have an amazing show for you all. We have a special guest. How to start your business, certifications. And we have Miss Tamaris. She's going to come on, Miss Messingale. She's going to come on and she's going to empower us women. But before we get her and introduce her onto the show, we're going to play a word from our sponsor.
What's up, y'all? This is Rommel Watley from Truckin' Hustle. You know, the podcast for trucking entrepreneurs. And when I'm not bringing you the dopest interviews from trucking industry leaders all over the world, I'm tuned in to She's Trucking Women Empowerment Podcast. What up, Sheree? And oh yeah, if you smell something burning, it's only your desire. Let's go.
Thank you to the Trucking Hustle Podcast. Ramil will be coming on the show in a couple of days, and we are so excited. In a couple of weeks, I'm sorry. We are so excited to have them on. This is a live show, and thank you all for tuning in. This is show number 10, okay? So we're going to close this year off, and we're going to help y'all manifest into your next destination, and that's how we bring. We are bringing Miss Tamaris on, and we are so, so happy to have her. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Now, if you want to call in and ask questions during the show, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. That's 914-205-5328 if you have any questions. So welcome to the show, Ms. Tamaris. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so very much for having me. I am so excited. And, man, this is an amazing way to end 2019 and start 2020, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. We are so excited to have you on to close this year out, and we are looking forward so what we can do in 2020. So if you can definitely explain your business to everyone, tell them who you are and what's the name of your company.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. Well, the name of my company is TMK Administrative Consultant. What we do is we prepare small businesses to be able to compete for state, city, and federal contracts. We provide assistance with certifying their businesses as a DBE, SBE, or woman-owned business, as well as we provide resources needed to build a profitable portfolio.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. If you could break those abbreviations down for us, just in case people don't know what a DOB is and DOBS, DOSB, sorry. I missed all those acronyms up. So if you can break that down for us.
No problem. So DBE is Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, and an SBE is a Small Business Enterprise. And basically, it's certifying that your business meets specific qualifications that gives you leverage over your competitors, as well as give you leverage over larger corporations, which typically monopolizes the playing field in regards to winning federal, state, and city contracts.
Got it. So, what brought you into trucking? I mean, what interests you about the transportation industry?
Well, as a serial entrepreneur and being a mature young woman, I don't like the word old, I started to research what industries have longevity. No matter what arm of that industry, there's always longevity, meaning it's been around since basically the beginning of time. And transportation is one of very few industries that can fit that category. So as I began to grow with my business, as I stated earlier, we provide a variety of different resources. So many of these city contracts require some of these dump truck owner operators to be DBE certified, which is Disadvantaged Business Enterprise. So some of these prime contractors are looking for these specific certifications because, one, they get a tax break for working with these types of company, as well as it makes them look good in whatever city that they're operating in, that they're helping to include small businesses on some of these million and sometimes billion-dollar projects. So working with those small businesses, I kept seeing, you know, their annual income. I'm like, golly, they clean it out, you know. And then I started to ask more questions, like, you know, is it really hard? And you know, a lot of my clients are like, man, we start our day at 6 and we're done with our entire day by 2, you know, but being paid for a full 10-hour shift. I'm like, what? I'm like, I might want to start looking into this a little more. So, yeah, to answer your question, I started to really be more curious about that industry when I started working more personally with people that have success stories in the industry.
Interesting. So what did you notice? It was a lot of competition in that industry, you know, people that was certified, that was qualified. Is it a lot of them, or do you think, what's your take on it?
Well, the certifications, I don't want anyone to get a misconception as to, you know, what they are. The certifications is basically just giving you just maybe, you know, a little bit of a leverage over your competitors. It is not a necessity to be certified in order to successfully win a contract. But the certifications definitely help. What I found to be a benefit from the certifications is, especially if you are a minority or a woman or veteran, those tend to give you a boost when it comes to big contractors looking for small businesses to work with, because again, like I stated earlier, you know, the contractors are able to get a tax break for working with those companies, as well as they're giving back to the community by, you know, empowering small businesses and funneling those funds through their companies. I do see that part of the reason why I started my company as well, just to back up a little bit, is because I saw a lot of minorities were being left behind, and it was because of small things like maybe their licenses were, you know, were expired, or maybe they were operating as a DBA, you know, doing business as, or a sole proprietor instead of operating as a corporation. So, you know, big companies didn't want to partner with them because that's a liability. Just little things like that. And I'm like, well, it's just a quick fix to it, and it really isn't that expensive to do. So let me show you how to do it, you know. And I think it's, you know, unfortunately, as a minority, we tend to make things bigger than what they are until someone comes along and say, no, just push this button right here, you know. So my passion for wanting to see minorities, specifically women, be at the table with the big boys is why I push as hard as I do.
Excellent. I love it. And thank you so much for what you do.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the requirements? Like, if someone is ready, they're like, you know what, I want this certification. Or do they need to be an owner operator? Do they need to have their own authority? What are the requirements that they need to give to you so they can be able to get the certification?
Well, definitely the first thing, and I know this may sound like it's a no-brainer, but a lot of individuals that operate as a business really don't understand the operational piece of a business. And what I mean by that is a lot of individuals may have a skill set and they may be making money with that skill set, but that does not mean that you're an actual legit business. So you have to have a legitimate business. Either you're a sole proprietor or you're, you know, you have an LLC, S-Corp, or a partnership with someone. You have to have something registered with your state, whatever operating state you're in, stating that, hey, your state recognizes you as a legal business, if that makes sense. So that would be the first step, is for you to have an actual legit business. And secondly, is for you to reach out to my company so that we can create you a plan as to which way, which direction you need to go, because certifications may do more harm than good for an individual that's really not sure which direction they want to go in with their business or a business. So I would say anyone interested in getting certified, you know, reach out to me. You can call me or you can email me, which that information will provide at the end. And let's do a consultation and figure out how we can make this, make it beneficial. I don't think everyone should invest in something just because it's the going thing or it's hot. You know, understand what you're investing in and see if it's actually going to work for you and your future goals.
Go ahead and drop your link. Let our listeners know how they can reach you.
Sure. You can call me at area code 61-754-3278, or you can email at info@mamarismk.com, or you can visit my website, www.tamarismk.com. Any of those three you can reach me at, or one of my administrative team members will respond or set you up with an appointment and we can get you going.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Once again, if you're listening in, this is the Women Empowerment Podcast. If you're looking it up right now, I did change the name to She Trucking Podcast. So our call-in number is 914-205-5328, and we have Ms. Panera's Messengale on, talking about small business certifications, and hey, we are so happy to have her on today. So my next question for you, or how long have you been in business? Matter of fact, you know, that's a good question. And where do you see yourself going into 2020?
Well, great question. So TMK has been, is she 2 years old now? Yeah, she's 2 years old, almost three. So where I see myself going, TMK will always be a part of my long-term plan because, again, I think it's important for all businesses to have a strong structural operation for their business, especially, again, for women and minorities. It's very important that they understand how to build a strong foundation in order to grow their business. But my 2020 will be more focused on the transportation piece. My goal is to become a owner-operator of a dump truck and then build my fleet by the end of 2020. There are, the transportation industry is one that will be around until the end of time. I don't care what part, until they develop teleportation, you're always going to have some form of transportation, and it's always going to need a human of some sort to either drive it or to manage it or to fix it. You're always going to have that industry around. So that's my goal for 2020, is to build my fleet of dump trucks.
Awesome. That is awesome. We definitely want to. Let's talk about manifestation. How do you think, don't you think that's important to speak what you want?
Absolutely. 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 Whatever you, you know, this creation that God has given us called a body, and in the body, the brain, it's a perfectly mechanical instrument that does exactly what it's told. And if you tell it, it will be successful. It will do everything within God's grace to manifest that. So my mantra has been every morning I speak it into existence, 2020 millionaire, and I believe it. I don't care what anybody else say. I don't care what my bank account say. I don't care what my current situation says. Every time that I feel myself trying to feel defeated or feel despair or whatever the case may be, I just remind myself this is part of the process, and I will be what I'm speaking, which is a millionaire. And that's just for 2020. That's 2020 that I will be a millionaire.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. You got to manifest it. You got to bring it to life. So, listen, okay, so my, I don't know if I have already asked you this, but is it a certain amount of years that are required before you can get your certification?
It depends on which certification you're looking for. They do want you to have some type of previous experience. It isn't mandatory, but they do like to see that you have some type of experience. The minimum, I would say, at least 6 months to a year. But I have certified businesses that are brand new. So it just depends. It depends on what industry you're in, what are your goals. And again, that's why it's important for you to contact my company so that we can give you that consultation and ask those questions, because it's going to be on a case-by-case scenario.
Thank you. So how is being a certified woman-owned business, how can being a certified woman-owned business benefit their business growth?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because I just read an article not too long ago where it was saying that statistically speaking, having a woman-owned certification has encouraged big corporations like Coca-Cola and some other places. Seeing that seal pretty much gives them a little bit more confidence to want to work with you, because that certification signifies your dedication to the process. Because becoming certified is a lengthy process. It's not something you can just go to the website and have it done in a day or two. It takes a while, especially if you're not computer savvy and or if you're a small business I spoke of about earlier that may not have all of their resources available. For example, their taxes being current or being able to locate their corporation documents or their bylaws, so on and so forth. So the certification seal, it's giving them a little bit more confidence that you're serious and you're legit. So it encourages bigger corporations to maybe give you a second glance.
And I just want to let our listeners know that this is Miss Messenger is going to be who I use. In case you all are wondering, I'm going to go ahead and become one of her clients for 2020. I have already, look, I'm manifesting this. I told her before we got on, I said, I'm coming to you to get everything set up for me. So
yes.
if you want to join this team of moving forward, okay, I suggest that you get your stuff in order. You give her a call. You reach out. She's on Instagram. Are you on Facebook as well? I know we follow each other on Instagram. You have a Facebook as well?
I'm on Facebook. Yes, I'm on Facebook as well.
Is it your company name? You have a page for your Facebook that they can follow?
Yes, it's TMK Administrative Consultant.
So definitely follow it, join, and we're going to move forward. I mean, literally this week,
absolutely,
we'll be into 2020. That's crazy. Okay.
Can you believe it?
2020. I cannot believe it. Okay. I just think about it. I graduated in 2002 and it's 2020, you know. And I'm like,
right?
Wow, time has moved and time will pass you by unless you take that next step. And that's where I want to bring you in, because this is a woman that can take you to that next step. So go ahead and so like I said, if you want to call in and you have any questions, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. We have Ms. Tamaris Messingale on today. We are so happy to have her. She's a small business specialist. Okay?
Thank you.
So any questions you have, she can definitely get you set up. And I don't have a lot of questions left. You know what I always like to, it's one thing. I want you to start thinking of one thing. I'm going to go ahead and give you a hint. Before I close out the show, I always ask people to leave us a quote, a word of encouragement, so you can start getting it together. But do you read any books or anything?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm always feeding this sponge called a brain, you know. It is important for you to, again, surround yourself with positivity. You know, if you're not an asset, then you're a deficit. And I'm not doing that in 2020. You know, I recently, recently just got through reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I believe if you're manifesting financial growth or whatever it is, business growth, whatever it is that you're saying you want, you have to invest in that knowledge and that resources. And what I loved about his book is he's a multimillionaire, and he says that even being a multimillionaire, he still to this day invests in different seminars and purchases different books and goes to different workshops, because you can never stop learning. You can never stop empowering yourself and with resources and tools. So, anything that you can think of that may be an asset to your future goals, invest in it. You know, I always tell my clients to make sure that you're investing with a purpose. And that's why I made the statement earlier that, you know, before I take your money and I provide you with this service, I need to know if you understand what you're investing in. And if you don't understand what you're investing in, then that's another issue that we need to address first. Invest with a purpose.
Right.
Don't just jump out there purchasing things because X, Y, and Z said, oh, they did it, and this was their result. Each person has their own testimony, their own trials and tribulations to go through, and at the end of it, they're going to have a different result. So you can't do what I did and just expect to have the same results, because I had to go through a different challenge than you. So, you know, make sure that before you start purchasing things and purchasing how-tos and, you know, this seminar, this work, make sure, okay, is this going to benefit my long-term? If you're trying to be successful in this transportation industry, research which industry really hones into you. For me, it was dump trucks. I just like the whole idea of, you know, dump trucks. You know, I'm kind of a tomboy anyway. So, you know, that just sparked my interest. So I started to research the industry specific to dump trucks. You know, I am interested in 18-wheelers as well, but dump trucks sparked my interest. So, okay, it's logical for me to look into getting my CDL. And to figure out what it takes to, you know, find the type of loads that my truck would need to, you know, invest in. What type of loads are best to go after? All those aren't worth the, you know, the time. So I'm saying all that to say that, you know, when you're diving into, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, or if you're looking to grow your existing business, research a specific niche and then surround your database with information for that specific niche.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we have a caller that has called in, so I want to bring you on, caller. If you could state your name and ask your question.
Is this me? Hi, this is Rhonda. I have a question for you. I started out in dump, and I never did go ahead and complete my certifications. But what I wanted to ask is, I'm doing drive and freight now. I have my own authority, and a lot of the applications, the broker applications, they ask you if you're state, if you're minority certified, or you know, woman on the or the woman certified. How does that play into the brokerage and the driving rate? I know with construction, you know, it plays on, you know, getting contracts with the state for state work. But how does that work being minority certified in the brokerage, the drive van freight and refrigerated freight?
So I don't think I'm really clear on your question, because being certified, your certifications are based off of your NAICS code, right? Your NAICS code is a numerical description of what your business does, okay? So pretty much in any industry can qualify to be a certified small business. So it's just going to be able, you're just going to have to be able to go to figure out what your NAICS codes are to describe your specific business. So I know you said that you have a dump truck business. Is that correct?
No, I'm into driving freight. I think my question is,
are
more
a freight
so
driver?
how does being minority business certified help you? What are the benefits?
Well, the benefits of being a certified business, as I stated earlier, is that it gives you a leverage over your competitors. So say, for example, this is something that you can do in your own time. If there's a company that you would like to specifically work with, let's say it's Coca-Cola, right? You can go on their website and you can type in their search engine, procurement or bid opportunity. And when you look on there, you read their requirements, they'll say in order for you to work with them or for you to have a contract with them, they might say, we look to partner with DBE certified businesses. So if you are a certified business or a woman-owned small business and that's what they're looking for, then that's definitely going to give you leverage over your competitors, because it's an incentive for them to work with someone like you, again, because they get tax breaks for that, and they're pouring back into the community by empowering small businesses with big contracts. So it's not going to guarantee anything. I don't like to mislead, but it definitely will give you leverage over your competitors. So if you and I both were going after the same contract, I may have been in business for 5 years, you may have been in business for 3 years. But because you have that certification, you're more likely to win that contract based off your experience in you being able to provide, you know, the requirements, and you have that certification.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
And another question I wanted to ask is, when they're looking at your application, they ask you about your finances. So
right.
If you haven't been doing very well, and your purpose of getting a certification is so that you open up more opportunities for yourself, how do they really judge your previous income and your...
The reason that they want to verify your income, personal and business, is they want to make sure that you're not going over a certain dollar amount. A small business, and please forgive me, I'm not quoting it correctly or not, but a small business, according to the SBA, I believe you have to be under $1.5 million annually as a business, and then I believe it's something like $10 million, something like that. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, But they want to make sure, in order for you to have a specific certification, for example, like your DBE certification or your woman-owned certification, that you're not grossing more than that specific dollar amount. That's the only reason why they're looking at your finances. If you're not over that threshold, then you're good to go. They're not, because the only reason they will be concerned is if they, you know, if you're showing that you're struggling with managing certain dollars amount or contracts. So when you're doing your certifications and they ask you for previous contracts, they want to see that you have the ability to manage those contracts. So to answer your question, they're only asking to make sure you're not grossing over a certain threshold. Because if you are, then technically you're not considered a small business that qualifies for that specific certification.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Those were some great questions. Thank you, Wanda, for calling in.
Yeah.
Are you?
And so we're going to go ahead and get to our next question. Thank you, callers, for always calling in and listening in. If y'all have any more questions, we will be on here for another 30 minutes, okay? So if you have any more questions, you better call in now. Our number is 914-205-5328, and you are dropping some gems on us today. We are so thankful to have
you
on.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm so excited to be on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on and spending time and explaining this and breaking it down for us, because there's so many people who can definitely take advantage of this opportunity. Next year, we want to see more business owners grow and be able to get some of those certifications. A lot of people, I do want to add this, I've noticed that when it's not a woman-owned, minority-owned business in the area, guess what? People who are not minority-owned will take that contract, find someone, pay them off, and they will take it from you when you are deserving of that. So if we get certified, we can take what's ours, you know, and especially if you're a woman, you're woman-owned business, you definitely need that certification. If you're a minority, you need that minority certification, you know, so.
Yep.
What?
Absolutely.
This is going to lead me to my next question. Why women should consider changing careers and entering into the transportation industry? Why is it good to do that?
Oh my goodness. Best question that you've asked all night. If you are a woman, especially a mother, and even more important if you are a single mother, the flexibility and the freedom that comes from being in the transportation industry is mind-boggling. There's so many arms of transportation. You can do freight brokering. You can do freight dispatching. You can do over-the-road OTR. You can do dump truck. You can do, I mean, like, it just goes on and on and on and on. And the thing that really, besides the financial stability that comes from this industry, once you have become seasoned, I don't want anyone to think that, you know, you go get your CDL tomorrow and then, you know, next week you'll be a millionaire. Like, no, you're going to, like with anything that's lucrative, you're going to have to put some work into it. You know, you're definitely going to have to put your back into it. But this industry definitely will provide you the flexibility that you're looking for to be with your family or to grow. And you can really make good money, really good money. I know several people that, like I said, you know, they pretty much set up their own schedule. When they want to take a vacation, they can take a vacation because, you know, they have drivers in their trucks while they're in a whole other country, you know, making their money. So, you know, that's what I loved about it. Now that my kids are all grown, I can now have the flexibility to do, you know, to entertain things like this, test it out to see if it works for me or not, you know. But it's not too many people that I know that actually put in the work, and it's not simple. You have to put in the work. You have to be able to network, and you have to be able to speak for yourself. You have to be able to do your research. Those people, they are very comfortable, very, very comfortable. And especially the women that I know that's doing it, they're very happy with it.
Right. You have to have some type of passion for it as well, I believe. So I'm going to go into what's the importance of investing with a purpose?
Investing with a what?
With a purpose, like why
with
is
a purpose.
It?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's important because, like you just said, you have to have a passion. You know, you have to have a passion, because the passion is what's going to keep you motivated in those moments that you feel like I can't do this, you know, or those moments you feel like I'm gonna just throw in the towel, or you know, this isn't for me. The passion is gonna have you to reevaluate that thought process. You know, my ultimate goal is to provide resources to reentry bodies and single mothers. Reentry being, you know, people that have had a criminal background of some sort. So that passion is what causes me to dive into this industry, because this is a felony friendly industry. You know, you can become an owner-operator and have a pass and still be able to make really good money legitimately, you know. So with me having that in the back of my head, that's what fuels my passion to keep thriving and keep pushing and keep teaching myself about this industry so I can go back and teach others. Just like the caller that called in, you know, I'm sure she probably has some moments where she was like, you know what, this is not for me. But the passion that she has is pushing her through that and have her to, you know, take a few minutes and ask some questions that, you know, took less than 2 minutes to answer. And now she's back on the wheel and can keep on pushing forward, you know. So that's what it's about. That's why it's important to invest with a purpose. You know, the passion has to be there. They have to be married, the purpose and the passion.
That's right. So, do you have any success stories that you have seen? Like maybe some stories about, you know, someone that you has gotten certified and that you want to share. Do you have any success stories that you've seen? You see that, you know, people that are doing this and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. A really close friend of mine was actually a food truck owner. And without putting too much of his business out there, you know, we went through the process of helping him with getting his proposal together. And now he's actually managing the LAX food truck services. So anyone that's coming into LAX and, you know, you're trying to pick up your Uber ride or taxis and you look over to the right and you see the food trucks, that's one of, you know, my biggest success stories that, you know, that I worked with. I've had other people to go on and win projects with the city of Los Angeles. Or maybe they were already on their project, you know, specifically dump truck owners. They were already maybe working on the freeway. And, you know, we talked and they were able to get their certifications. And I encouraged them to become independent instead of working up underneath someone else's DOT number. They obtained their own DOT numbers. And they're successfully working on some of the projects that's rebuilding the freeways in Los Angeles, California today. So, yeah, it's lucrative, you know, but again, it takes strategy. It takes for you to be willing to grow and do what it takes to grow. And
right.
You need a professional like myself that can help you navigate through the whole process from beginning to end and win your first contract.
I love it. And I want to add that the transportation industry is not the only industry that you can get your certification in. So, I just, you know,
absolutely.
For anyone who's listening that's not, don't drive trucks. Like, can you just name off the top of your head some of those businesses? I know I saw, like, hairdressers, like, different people, restaurants that you just spoke of. But if you can just name just a couple that people might not think, you can become certified in this area outside of the transportation industry. And just in case anyone
Absolutely.
Listening that wants to get that, that doesn't have transportation, you know, they can come to you for your help.
Absolutely. Well, procurement is procurement is just a fancy word for saying bids or contracts. And pretty much not just federally, but your city, your state, like I mentioned, like Coca-Cola, Nike, you know, Disney, they have procurement and bids opportunities as well. So don't just be narrow-minded when you think about procurement opportunities or going after contracts and just look at it like, oh, it's just with the federal, you know, with the government. No, it's pretty much anything. Hotels have procurement opportunities. School districts have procurement opportunities. So, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. So with that being stated, pretty much any type of good or service can be sold to the federal to the federal government, as well as the other entities that I mentioned previously. So, you know, if you make shoestrings, there's opportunities for you to win contracts. If you sell pencils, toilet paper, toilet brushes,
mm-hmm.
Plungers, you know, if you're a person that you do catering or balloons or a DJ, I mean, the list goes on and on and on as to what opportunities are out there available as a certified small business. Again, I want to stress the importance to make sure that you are a legit business, meaning you have a EIN, an employee identification
right.
number. That legitimizes your business. So if you do not have an EIN, you are not a legit business, and you're not considered legitimate. So yeah, the big boys are not going to want to play with you.
Right. So if you're just tuning in, we have Ms. Tamaris Massengale on, and she's a small business specialist. She helps you get your certification in the SBE, the MBE, and the DBE. I think I got it right that time, huh?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
y'all
you got
see,
it.
We have learned a lot while we have had her on this show. Stands for the small business enterprise, the minority business enterprise, and the disadvantaged business enterprise. So she has shared so much information, okay? And definitely reach out to her. Her email is info@Tamaris, is it MK? Say it one more time
yeah.
for me so I don't get it right.
It's info@TAMARISMK.com.
Yes. So definitely reach out to her. And if you'll drop any more of your links at the end, because we're going to wrap up this show. So listen, if you would like to ask a question on the show tonight, our call-in number is 914-205-5328. This will be your last opportunity to call in, okay? If not, you're just going to have to call her. You're just going to have to email her or reach out to her to be able to get your questions answered. But if you can drop any more
yes.
links that you may have where they can be able to contact you as well. Like this.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram @TMKAdminConsult. You can find me on Facebook @TMKAdministrativeConsultant, as well as on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Pinterest. Where else am I? You can visit us on our website at www.TAMARISMK. Make sure that you subscribe to our newsletter so that you can stay in the loop for updates. I will be doing a free webinar within the next 2 weeks. I'll be putting on the website the date, and I'll be going over the top 10 steps for small businesses interested in getting into federal contracting. So that's something that's new, breaking news, and I'm sharing on the show tonight. I want to start the 2020 off with a bang. I want to see more small businesses taking advantage of this opportunity to create generational wealth. And this process is not as technical as people think. We have to get out of the mindset of, you know, there's bureaucracy that's keeping us out of the, you know, the runnings. No, it's not. It's just us not being armed with the proper tools, and TMK administrative consultants want to provide you with those resources. We have it. We can grow it. And my slogan is, there's always a yes wherever there's a no, and it's our job to find it.
I love it. I love it. Tell me your email one more time, because I see I made an error in it on our on this description. So actually, one of our listeners said it's a small error. So let me go ahead and clear it up while I have you on.
Sure. Info at T like tomorrow, A like Apple, M like money, A like Apple, R like red, I like igloo, S like Saturday, M like money, K like kite.com.
Gotcha. Okay, there we go. So I have that updated for you all. And thank you for that. Look, honey, the She Tribe come out and they make sure that we got our, you know, ducks in a row. And I'm going to invite you into our community on Facebook if you haven't already joined. Because when you're doing some of the webinars and stuff, we have over 5,500 women in our community in She Trucking.
Awesome.
So we want to be able to, you know, get you in front of all of them. And so we're going to be doing some things hopefully together in 2020. I'm manifesting it. I'm manifesting
it.
And thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was great. I really enjoyed myself. And I hope that I shed some light on some of those topics. And, you know, ladies, let's do it. Let's get out of here. Let's make it happen in 2020.
Yes. Is there anything that you want to leave or that I didn't think of? Or do you feel like everything was covered today before we go?
Yeah, I think you did an amazing job of navigating through the questions. And I think we gave them enough of a teaser to have them reach out to us. And, you know, in 2020, I think we will be doing something together where we can provide all these resources on one platform for them to, you know, research and to be able to have access, because, you know, we need to be out here representing in these underrepresented industries, you know, not just trucking, but construction, you know, some of these male-dominated industries where they're making millions and millions of dollars. You know, we need to tap into it and not be afraid to do it, you know. Don't be afraid of what people are going to think about, you know, who you are, and, you know, you're operating out of season. What, man, forget all of that. There's money to be made, and women, let's get it.
Let's get it. We don't close it out right there, okay? Let's get it. So we're going into 2020 and we're going to get it, okay? So who run the world?
Ma'am. Girls. Women.
Yes. Yes. So thank you all for tuning in. Follow us on Facebook at She Truckin' Women Empowerment Podcast. Like our page. Share this out. Tell somebody about it, because we got so much information that all the women are getting, but the men are gravitating to it as well. So this is not just a podcast for women. Men can learn from it too. So we're going to close out again. Thank you for coming on the show. We will definitely keep in contact.
My pleasure.
We're going into 2020, y'all. Next week, actually Thursday, we have another show coming on. It's going to be one of the admins. They're going to have Miss Gigi. I think it is Miss Gigi coming on Thursday. I'm not sure, but we're going to have a Thursday show, and that's going to be our last show of the year, and we'll start back again the first of the year in January. So thank you all for tuning in again. This is the Women Empowerment Podcast. I am Sheree Moore, your host, the founder of She Trucking. If you don't know what that stands for, it stands for Sisterhood, Health, and Empowerment in Trucking, and guess what?
We run this motherfucker.